Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mix 94.7.
Why did they get ghosted? We'll find out now with Booker, Alex, and Sarah's Waiting by the Phone.
All right, Alex, Sarah, let's say hi to Tommy.
Hey, what's up, Tommy?
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Sorry to hear you got ghosted. We're going to try to get you some answers. But first, tell us about Brooke. What happened?
Yeah, so I did something dumb. But, I mean, in my defense, it's never burned me before. But, yeah, this time it did.
Okay.
It was harmless and yeah, well-intentioned. But, yeah, now I can't get her to pick up the phone. So,
man, I wonder what it is.
Okay, go ahead. Let's hear this.
I double booked my dates.
Dude!
Bro!
I mean, guys are so stupid.
Yeah. It sounds great in my mind, and it works well, you know, with the schedule and whatnot, but when it happens and when I talk about it, it just, yeah, I feel bad. I just feel bad.
Does she know that you double booked?
Oh, she definitely knows. yes. Yeah, she ran into the other person.
Oh, dang.
Oh, she did?
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Purely, like, logistical scheduling thing. Like, the date just, it went over, and, yeah, the other person walked in when she was still there.
Oh, man.
We got to hear her side.
We have to hear her side.
We'll do our best, man. I don't know if I can vouch for you for double booking. It's not like you're the innocent party here.
I mean, spread it out more, man.
All right, hang on just a second. Let's call Brooke and see what happens. What can come of this.
Brad Booker, have you ever double booked?
I can't even single book. What are you talking about?
During your time of dating, though, I bet you double booked. But I bet you did it right. You left like a very good
gap. No, I would never double book.
Actually, he wouldn't, Sarah. You're
right.
No,
I would never
do that.
He
doesn't seem like a double booker. You have more respect.
I'm not a double booker.
Hello?
Hello, Brooke.
Hi.
Wouldn't it be weird if Brooke and I got together? She'd be Brooke Booker.
That would be cute.
Booker Brooke.
I'm sorry. Hey, it's Booker, Alex, and Sarah. We're doing the radio show this morning on Mix 94.7. Now, I don't want to freak you out or anything. I just want to kind of give you a full disclosure as to why we're calling before you say anything else, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing this thing called Waiting by the Phone, and also on the line with us is Tommy. Tommy called us and was very honest and open about the date y'all went on and how he really screwed up. And, well, so what's your side of the story? How about we hear that first? What happened to you?
Okay. This was, I don't know, the craziest thing that ever happened to me on a date. So I met with Tommy for, like, happy hour, and it was going great. So, I don't know, we decided to order food, we're eating, and then at 7:30, this other girl shows up. Like, I'm not even kidding. I thought it was a joke. I was like, oh, this is hilarious, haha. But no, apparently I had the 5 to 7 slot, and then he allowed for, like, 30 minutes of overage, and then the next girl was coming.
So, Tommy, you built in a 30-minute cushion?
I mean, dude.
Yeah, right, okay.
Wait, go ahead.
Number one, I only got the drink slot, and she got the dinner slot? Come on now.
Okay. Right.
That's true.
Number two, if you're going to double book, why not just end our drink after 2 hours?
Yeah.
Like, don't do dinner if you know you have another date. Mm-hmm. And then why would you ever come to the same bar?
That's a very, very good point.
I mean, again, your whole staff is judging you.
Yeah.
Not your staff, but the staff
so
working
true.
There. Totally.
Girls could pull this off. Guys, y'all are just dumb.
Seriously.
So what happened to that girl? What did she do? Did she leave?
I don't know. I think she stayed. I left. It was super awkward. But, like, you know what? He didn't have a lot to say, but really, honestly, I saw enough. So, no, thank you.
Tommy, come on, man.
Yeah, yeah. Look, all I can say is online dating, that is hard. Like, most first-time dates, they don't even last past the first drink, and then they're gone. So, like, you know, a buddy of mine, he suggested, look, booking two dates on one night, you can knock out two dates, one night, two birds, one stone, much, much easier. And it's not even like a guy-girl thing. Like, one of you just said, like, yeah, like girls do this all the time. So, like, it's just a numbers game. Yeah, I think I should have probably, like, done a better job at scheduling, like, you know, built in more of a cushion. Or
there,
like,
yeah.
Our cushion. Yep.
But, like, I think the point is, like, I like her. Like, I want to go out with her again.
You're talking about Brooke.
Yes, I'm talking about Brooke.
That's great, but I'm more than a number, okay?
Yeah.
I'm more than a number. I'm glad that you liked me, but I'm sorry, but no, I deserve more respect than
that's
that.
That's fair.
Sorry. It's so funny how this works out on The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. Like, yeah. On the
yeah,
show.
Yeah, they don't even care. No, I'm even making out in front of them.
You go on several dates, and then you find the right one.
However, that's what you sign up for.
Exactly.
You know exactly what you're going to expect.
You're right.
When Brooke decided to go out on this date with Tommy, she did not sign up for another woman.
Ooh, so you need to have a disclaimer. No?
No.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.